From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump indicated a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict may not be the only solution. He made his remark Wednesday during a joint White House news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like.
Mr. Trump said he could live with either one. That brought immediate reaction from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who said he remains committed to the two-state solution, ending Israeli occupation and establishing a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fishback expressed surprise at this apparent change in longstanding U.S. policy.
There's a global consensus that this is the only way to go. There is a global consensus backed by countless UN resolutions that this is the way forward. Settlements are illegal. There should be a full withdrawal to the 1967 borders.
Fishback said what's lacking is to achieve a two-state solution has been pressure from the U.S. Mr. Trump also said the Israeli prime minister should pull back on Jewish settlements. Mr. Netanyahu said two obstacles remain to peace.
First, the Palestinians must recognize the Jewish state. They have to stop calling for Israel's destruction. They have to stop educating their people for Israel's destruction.
He said the second is that Israel must retain security control over land east of the Jordan River. The Burundian government has reportedly indicated it will not take part in peace talks scheduled to resume Thursday in Tanzania, thus prolonging a political crisis begun in April 2015 when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention to seek a third term. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis sought Wednesday to allay concerns among members of the transatlantic NATO alliance about America's commitment to Europe's security. Mattis, speaking in Brussels, told his defense colleagues the alliance is central to the relationship between Washington and its European allies.
The alliance remains a fundamental bedrock for the United States and for all the transatlantic community, bonded as we are together. As President Trump has stated, he has strong support for NATO.
But Mattis also said NATO members must honor past spending pledges. He said America cannot care more for your children's future security than you do. While NATO's European members and Canada increased defense spending by about $10 billion last year, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said it's not enough. At his joint news conference Wednesday, Mr. Trump also defended his former national security adviser, Michael Flynn, who resigned Monday, saying the retired general was the victim of illegal leaks from the country's intelligence community in his conversations with Russia's ambassador to Washington.
I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly. I think in addition to that, from intelligence, papers are being leaked, things are being leaked. It's criminal action, criminal act. And it's been going on for a long time before me.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer Tuesday said Flynn misled Vice President Mike Pence and other officials, telling them that he had not spoken with the Russian diplomat about sanctions imposed on Moscow when U.S. intercepts of the conversation showed that he had. In Pakistan Wednesday, a suicide bomber attacked a van carrying judges in the northwest city Peshawar, killing the driver, wounding the passengers. Another suicide attack killed five in the Momond Agency area north of Peshawar. The Pakistan Taliban claimed it was behind the first attack, while a faction, Jamaat-ur-Ahrar, claimed responsibility for the second. Media reports say Malaysian authorities Thursday arrested a second woman in the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The first suspect apprehended Wednesday was to appear in a Kuala Lumpur court. Police continue the hunt for more suspects surrounding the death of Kim Jong-nam, who may have been the target of North Korean agents. Two senior-level officials of the Trump administration will travel to Mexico next week for talks with their counterparts about what the Mexican Foreign Ministry called an effort to promote respectful and closer ties. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary James Kelly visit at a time of tensions in cross-border ties. President Trump vowed to build a wall on the border to stem the flow of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs and vowed to renegotiate the NAFTA free trade agreement. Wall Street continued to move up into record territory, helped by more encouraging economic news. U.S. retail sales rising more than expected in January. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.